Title: Federal Circuit Affirms Tab's Ruling of Swearing Behind a Prior Art Reference. Content: In Medtronic Incorporated, Medtronic Vascular Incorporated v. Teleflex Innovations SRL, the case addresses whether the final written decisions in a Consolidated Inter-Parties Appeal, IPR, correctly found that U.S. Patent 7,736,355, the 355 patent, does not qualify as prior art to related U.S. Patents 8,048,032, RE45-380, RE45-776, RE45-760, and RE47-379, collectively, the challenged patents, under PREIA's first to invent provisions. Background: The challenged patents all claim priority to a common application filed on May 3, 2006, and share a common specification. The challenged patents are directed to guided extension catheters that use a tapered inner catheter that runs over a standard coronary guide wire to reduce the likelihood that a guide catheter will dislodge from the coronary artery's opening. Teleflex, owner of the challenged patents that were developed by Vascular Solutions Incorporated, VSI, asserted that the claimed invention of the challenged patents was conceived in early 2005. Medtronic filed five IPR petitions using the 355 patent as the primary prior art reference under PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102-E. Teleflex filed its responses and evidence addressing conception and reduction to practice, and argued that the 355 patent does not qualify as prior art because the claimed inventions, 1, were conceived prior to the filing date of the 355 patent, and 2, were, A, actually reduced to practice before the filing date of the 355 patent, or B, diligently pursued until their constructive reduction to practice through their effective filing in May 2006. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office Patent Trial and Appeal Board, the board, found that the evidence demonstrated that the claimed inventions were, 1, conceived no later than August 2005, and 2, either A, actually reduced to practice for their intended purpose in April and July 2005, or B, diligently worked on toward constructive reduction to practice through May 3, 2006, thus finding that the 355 patent does not qualify as prior art to the challenged patents under PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102-E. The board concluded that Medtronic failed to demonstrate that the challenged claims were unpatentable. Issues: whether the board correctly found that the 355 patent failed to qualify as prior art to the challenged patents under PREIA's first to invent provisions. Holdings: the Federal Circuit affirmed the board's final written decisions finding that the 355 patent failed to qualify as prior art to the challenged patents, thus finding the challenged claims were not proven to be unpatentable. Reasoning: to establish actual reduction to practice before the filing date of the 355 patent, it must be shown that, 1, the inventors constructed an embodiment or performed a process that met all the limitations of the claimed invention, and, 2, the inventors determined that the invention would work for its intended purpose. Cooper v. Goldfarb, 154F.3D 1321, 1327, Federal CIR 1998. Medtronic argued that the board erred in identifying the intended purpose of the claimed invention. While Medtronic argued that the board should not have relied on extrinsic evidence to determine the intended purpose, and instead should rely on the patent's specification and claims, the court found that while patents themselves are the most important and persuasive evidence of a patent's intended purpose, it is appropriate to consider extrinsic evidence, particularly when it does not contradict the patent itself. The court agreed with the board and found that the intrinsic evidence, supported by extrinsic evidence, described the purpose of the claimed inventions to relate to methods and apparatus for increasing backup support for catheters inserted into the coronary arteries from the aorta, and rejected Medtronic's overly narrow proposed intended purpose. Medtronic argued that, even if the board's finding of the intended purpose was correct, the board erred in not requiring comparative testing to demonstrate that the invention worked for that purpose. While Medtronic argued that Teleflex cannot prove any testing was performed, much less testing to confirm intended purpose, the court found that the board thoroughly reviewed and analyzed the evidence of testing in the records, and the testing performed was, sufficient to show that the claimed invention worked for its intended purpose, specific.